Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
So it looks like the next pandemic, pandemic, is already pre-scheduled. Joe Biden admitted it yesterday, and that's not unusual. The left always tells you what they're going to do before they do it. So confident are they that you won't stop them, and you won't see through it once they go through it. Well, you will, but the half of the country they care about won't. They'll never figure it out. So Joe Biden dropped this one casually the other day. Now, you know what? Joe does this a lot, okay? Joe is their avatar. They control him. He does what they say, and he tells you that all the time. You know, they won't let me do this. They won't let me do this. They make me do that. They dress up as a big Easter bunny and direct me around. I got to do what they say. So we know how it is. They control him. And he hears a lot of crosstalk, you can tell, just around him about what they're actually doing. And sometimes he repeats it in public. I'm pretty sure that's what happened yesterday when he said this, because he simply can't remember what he's supposed to tell you and what he's not supposed to tell you.
But we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing for fairly well. That's why we need the money.
Okay, but when is this pandemic scheduled for? Oh, we know that too. The fall. They've been trotting out the GIMP, as I call Anthony Fauci. I don't know, the guy somehow looks to me like, you ever seen the movie Pulp Fiction? You know the guy they keep down in the basement, the GIMP? I swear he's a GIMP. Anyway, they trot out the GIMP whenever they want to scare you about the pandemic. And they started trotting him out in April with a shocking prediction. The pandemic will return in the fall. It actually started March 31st was the first time he said it. Then again, around April 7th. He repeated it again in May. The pandemic will come in fall. The pandemic will come in fall. The pandemic will come in fall. There's something bizarre about this. When did we notch our worst pandemic numbers? Most cases and most deaths. Wasn't under Trump. It was actually last summer under Biden. Outbreaks are rare in the summer, but there it was. And this struck me as bizarre. He wasn't, and I commented on it on my show extensively back in April and May. He was not predicting a summer pandemic. That might have been logical. I mean, we'd had a large one the summer before, so it would make sense. I couldn't really fault him if he predicted it. But he was certain. No pandemic this summer. It would be in the fall. Oh, and they might have to take emergency measures. Well, that made total sense, because the midterms are in the fall. And you can't cheat, at least not using the tactics the Democrats are used to using, without massive mail-in balloting. And you can't get that unless you have an excuse for judges and election officials to illegally overturn the laws in the states you need to target to allow mail-in voting, even though the law in the books, and this is exactly what they did in 2020, says you can't do it. That's right. Most of that mail-in balloting was illegal, with Democrat judges or election officials simply ignoring sitting law, using COVID as the excuse. So that's what they're going to do again. It doesn't actually matter if most of the country doesn't buy it. They'll only need to lock down a few key states. Even if they can't get them into lockdown, that doesn't matter either. It'll give the judges and the election officials the ability to suspend normal election rules to allow the cheating. And they'll make a mad dash at the midterms. Why wouldn't they? I mean, look, you've got GOP leadership, including Kevin McCarthy. They'd be mad, folks, not to try the cheating again, because you've got GOP leadership, including Kevin McCarthy, now caught on tape just 3 weeks ago talking about how they needed to go to the tech companies and get the tech companies to cancel the social media accounts of sitting Congress members in their own GOP conference who were still talking about election fraud. So, I mean, not only do the Democrats know they can get away with it, they know the GOP will use big tech to silence Republicans who want to talk about it. So, I mean, I'd do it, wouldn't you? That's why Trump's endorsement of McCarthy less than 2 weeks after that audio leaked is such a betrayal and so shocking. The backlash, by the way, against Trump was immediate and swift. And earlier this week, though it barely was noticed, Trump corrected the record saying, oh, I wasn't endorsing him for speaker. No. Just in his race. It doesn't matter. We needed to take him out. Trump backed the wrong guy. So the pandemic is coming back and it's pre-scheduled for the fall when energy prices are also scheduled to double. I mean, your heating costs, all of which will pretty much finish off the economy. Now, I know I probably got some skeptics in this audience. Come on, Tara. You can't just launch a pandemic. Oh, yes, you can. You can bring it back exactly the way that they canceled it. All you got to do is two simple things. Encourage people to test. The test will no doubt return the high level of false negatives it always has. And then you start talking about those tests and the test results. Remember how they stopped the pandemic. And I predicted it as soon as I saw the report from Reuters. Associated Press followed right on their heels, announcing that they weren't going to cover the testing anymore. They weren't going to cover the numbers of cases anymore. And they weren't going to cover the deaths anymore. The test, they admitted, was faulty. And it was causing confusion. So they simply wouldn't talk about it. And they stopped. And then people stopped going for tests. Have you driven around your town? I'm sure it's like mine. I was recently down in Orlando. I live up here in Greenville. It's just exactly like mine. You know, you go by the testing sites. And they're like, they're locked up. Lights aren't on. Trash around. Nobody's getting tested. And if nobody's getting tested, there's no COVID. If there's no COVID, there's no stories. People can go back to dying of the flu. And everybody's happy. Okay, Tara, but what about the hospitals? Easy peasy. Don't test. No COVID. And when did the testing end, by and large, at hospitals here in the U.S.? End of March, when the federal money ran out for testing that was given to hospitals, and they simply never renewed it. Bye-bye COVID. This made COVID positive cases, which were a boon for hospitals, a losing proposition. So a lot of them stopped testing, or stopped testing everyone. Boom! Case numbers plummet. Start testing again? They'll find, and I'm putting that in air quotes, find it again. All you need to do is crank it back up. And as Fauci explained, that is scheduled for the fall. By the way, you're probably thinking, well, okay, Tara, if they're doing the scam here, but I mean, they couldn't do it worldwide. Oh, yes, they could. Read this. It's eerie. The federal money for the COVID, the federal COVID money. So that is the reward money for finding COVID cases, the reward money for having dead patients who've tested positive for COVID. Again, that's not patients who died of COVID. Remember when you knew the gig was up? This was back in January. Remember, and you can Google this, Governor Hochul of New York announced as soon as she gets into office, she says, well, you know, I started calling around hospitals and I started asking them, how many of your COVID dead actually died of COVID? And she said she learned it was only 50%. That's right. The death figures were always bloated by 50%. She said, that had to stop. And then it did. Okay, now look at this. You're thinking, okay, but we can stop it here. But I mean, come on. Worldwide conspiracy? You tell me. Headline, March 29th, NPR in the U.S. As federal COVID funding runs out, support for uninsured suffers. And it goes into how they're not testing them anymore at the hospitals, right? Or they're not doing it nearly as much as they did. Now look at this. Look at this. From the U.K. Independent. Almost simultaneously, April 13th, just 13 days after it happens here, headline, brutal, national health system pressures, stop COVID testing. See how this works? They're doing it worldwide, and they could create.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pick it back up worldwide too. Any old time they want. Okay, but don't they need a new variant? Nah. The UK Daily Mail reported in the first 9 months of the pandemic, early on in the pandemic, The UK Daily Mail made a jaw-dropping admission. At any given time, at least 22,000 variants of COVID were circulating. I'm certain they still are. There's no way this thing isn't still out there. We're just not paying attention to it. They can crank it up anytime they want. But if they want to go with a more deadly variant to get the public's attention, well, they could do that too. Because the Democrat Party has its own bioweapons program. In connection with the State Department, the Department of Defense, and the money for it, run through Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca. I've documented this exhaustively. If you want to go back and listen to that, and I walk you through the proof of it, go back to my May 12th Battleground America podcast called Did Our Government Unleash a Bioweapon on Us? The answer is yes. By the way, to the chagrin of the Chinese this week, or maybe they were secretly laughing in the back rooms, you know, the WHO admitted this week that it believes that COVID likely came out of the Wuhan lab. Well, we know this. We've learned this 15 different ways. But let's not forget who funded the Wuhan lab. Anthony Fauci, one of the small time funders, $600,000. Department of Defense, $39 million. And Hunter Biden. Yep, one of Rosemont Seneca. That's Hunter Biden's investment firm. How does a guy who's never had a job and has a drug addiction have an investment firm? I don't know. But he and his partners invested $30 million into Metabiota, the only private company allowed inside the Wuhan lab to do experiments on what? Say it with me. Coronaviruses. What are the odds? Now, in case we need any kind of reminder about what they were actually doing with Hunter's money, Metabiota's money, the Defense Department money, the federal government money at the Wuhan lab, well, the guy who they ran all that money through, whose foundation they ran all that money through, is Peter Daszak. He cleaned it up and sent it to the Wuhan lab for them. And at a conference before COVID ever got out or broke, Peter Daszak explained in his jaw-dropping, in his own words, what they were doing there at the Wuhan lab with Hunter's money, Fauci's money, and the Defense Department's money. And what were your guys doing there, Pete?
So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then we, well, I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people. And you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers.
Uh-huh. Small number. So the Democrat Party's got plenty where that comes from. And folks, truly, the Democrat Party is a bioweapons program. Hunter's been funding it. Well, he's the conduit anyway, when he's sober. But if the Wuhan lab is a little too obvious, well, they've got 47 others in Ukraine to choose from. I've been meaning to tell you guys this. I can't believe it broke before I went on vacation. I can't believe I didn't get to it, but I didn't. Do you realize the Department of Defense admitted that Russia is right? They have not one, not 10, not 15, not 25, but 47 bioweapons labs in Ukraine. In other words, the Russians weren't lying when, for more than a year before the Ukraine invasion, they begged international teams to come in and investigate them because they were a violation of international weapons treaties that the U.S. was a party to. And if you look at them on the map, holy cow, they're either in highly ethnically Russian areas or they're on the Russian border. We wouldn't put up with that crap in Mexico if the Russians did it. The U.S. State Department gaffed that off, said Russia was crazy. But at the beginning of June, they quietly admitted Russia was right. There are 46 of these labs. You can pull it up in a U.S. Department of Defense document called, quote, fact sheet on WMD threat reduction efforts with Ukraine, comma, Russia and other former Soviet Union countries, dated June 9th, 2022. It's at defense.gov. What's hilarious is that they admit to providing support for 46 peaceful Ukrainian laboratories. Oh, is that like peaceful protesting where everything burns to the ground? Well, what was in these? Bioweapons. Which is strange, because that's exactly what the Russians accused us of for over a year. In fact, they believed that these bioweapons were being deliberately leaked outside the labs to deliberately target the genetic makeup of the ethnic Russian areas around the lab, but spare the genetic makeup of others. They said terrible funky diseases were spreading outside these labs. Well, here's what's funny. State Department official Deborah Rosenbaum, in an under oath congressional hearing, in the beginning of April, admitted we had the labs and that we have the weapons inside them. Listen to the distinction she makes, though.
I can say to you unequivocally, there are no offensive biologic weapons in the Ukraine laboratories that the United States has been involved with.
Well, what does that mean? I'll explain it. A defensive weapon is a deadly bioweapon, a deadly disease with the cap on. Inside the lab, it's not spreading, it's not killing anyone, it's defensive. If we ever have to use it, it'll be offensive. How do you make that weapon into an offensive bioweapon? Easy. You take the bile outside on the street, nicely packed with people market or sidewalk, take the top off, release it. Now it's an offensive weapon. See the wordplay there? This was of such a big deal to the Russians that about 2 months ago, they did a massive press conference, and it was absolutely fascinating. I meant to do a podcast on it, but I didn't get to it. And they literally documented the flow of money into the bioweapons labs from Democrat leadership and the Defense Department and a whole slew of companies connected to Rosemont Seneca via Hunter Biden. And the reason you didn't hear about it is because our U.S. media simply didn't cover it. So for Russia, this very much is a war we caused, we provoked with the treatment of bioweapons. But my whole point here is anytime they want to release a bioweapon, they can. They got plenty. And it looks like one is scheduled for this fall.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.